We have 104 beds, 3 beds at the emergency unit. So imagine an emergency patient coming and the place is full. How would you manage such a thing? For emergency cases, they need to be stabilized at least for 24 hours. You can't just admit and push to the ward. But because we don't have beds, most of the time we are forced to push the patient to the ward and manage those cases in the ward. And most of our beds too are not in good condition. We need adjustable beds. So the person starts having difficulty in breathing, you'll be able to adjust. But most of our beds are old. So what you normally do is you either lift the mattress and put something like a chair to support the head.
The Sisala East District also has one ambulance which is in a poor state. The ambulance is said to be in a poor state and cannot transport patients to other facilities. Due to this, patients who are referred to the Nandom District Hospital or the Regional Hospital have to find their own means of transport. Mr. Woods said the situation has devastating consequences on patients.
Referrals. If it's just around, maybe Nandom or Wow, what do the people normally do? Is because it's very difficult to get an ambulance in this district. They will just look for maybe any 4x4 vehicle or a pickup and then go for it and use that one to transport the patient to the referral center. Sometimes it's very bad because the person has to be behind a pickup. And imagine this road, which is very dusty. You have a fracture behind a pickup from here to another facility, which is about 2 hours. It's not the best.
Touching on the situation at the children's ward, Dr. Wood said the ward needs additional 50 beds to augment the 30 to be able to deal with the many cases of malaria among children this rainy season.